All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, May 8th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have an 8-game early MLB slate already underway. We have a 7-game MLB main slate later this evening. We have a 2-game NHL playoff slate tonight. And then we have golf teeing off on Thursday. Tomorrow. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with it being Wednesday, did want to remind you all really quickly here that in case you aren't signed up for our birdie battle, it is a promotion that we are doing for the golf season over the summer here, where our grand prize is going to be 2 tickets to the 2025 Masters. So you can get signed up at this page here. Super easy to get in on the action and get signed up today and get entered into the $3.20 max tomorrow and start participating. So want to remind you all about this giveaway. But all right, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. And let's jump right in. All right, so looks like we have one question here. A little bit of a conversation going on about this, like in the DFS industry. I even saw Matt jumped in here. So happy to give my own thoughts on it in case, you know, that's what you were looking for to start with. But the question came in and said, I've been tracking the winners of the $3 MLB large GPP for 2 to 3 weeks now. There has yet to be a winner of the tournament who has a positive sim ROI. What do you put this down to? Variance is one thing, but consistently what SaberSim deems as a bad lineup sets are winning in the highest positive sim ROIs, losing money. So I'm gonna read what Matt talked about a little bit about here and give some of my own thoughts. So in case anybody missed it, Matt said his 2 cents that this contest in particular is very difficult and the vast majority of lineups and users are negative ROI. So what you are noticing is just going to be the case most nights. Last night looks like only 15% of max enterers were positive EV, probably less for total lineups. And In it, Tabinkit said, isn't the general consensus that the bigger contest should be easier to be plus EV because of the dead money in there? I'm shocked you would highlight this as a difficult contest. Matt said, just basing this off of the sim ROI values, sort by sim average profit, and you can see how little edge there is. I expect it is because it's basically the same field as the flagship since pros can enter and the payout structure is relatively flat. So I think the payout structure is probably where I want to spend like a little bit of time talking here. It's interesting. I think that, you know, people inherently don't like top heavy contests just because, you know, it's so hard to get to the top. And if you finish in, you know, fourth or fifth, you're barely you're winning, but you're not winning. You know, the jumps from first to fifth are just enormous, right? So people are like, hey, you know, flatter payout structure would be good for me and how I feel, right? But when the sim ROIs come back, comparing like the top contests that are very top heavy compared to the contests that are a flatter payout structure, the sims kind of tell a different story, right? So kind of what we're talking about here is like, hey, let's compare, you know, the relay throw from yesterday, the $15 150 max, 22% to first. And let's compare that to the Mega Mini Max, which is $3, also 150 max, but the percent to first is 10%. So, you know, it's a 10% to first versus a 22.5% to first. And one important note here is that this contest is under the dollar threshold for DraftKings contests that pros can't play, but it is over the prize pool threshold. So what happens here is, I believe it's players with lifetime earnings of $1 million or more. So these are going to be the best players in the lobby. Can't play contests under $5, or they can't play contests under $5 where the prize pool is less than $25,000. So for instance, this contest is less than $5, you know, it's $3 entry, but the prize pool is greater than $25,000. So all of the top players in the lobby can play this contest, right? So basically, you know, I think it's fair to assume any player in the lobby that is maxing out the $15 150 max is also max entering the $3 150 max. And this is kind of what Matt's talking about. Like, hey, the competition here is just as strong and the payout structure is a lot flatter. So like, one thing I want to see here, because I'm doing this for the first time, haven't looked at this prior to the show, is I want to come in here. I want to go to users. And I want to look at 150 maxers. And I want to just see like what the highest sim ROI percentages are. So about like 15%, right? In the $15. Okay. So then let's go and look. Or also like 15% and four players over 10% here. Interesting. And then I want to come over to the $3 and kind of do the same thing. So loading up the $3 now. Still sorted for 150 maxers. And then I come over to my sim ROI. Well, the highest sim ROI now is just under 7%, like 6% here. So like, this is kind of what Matt's talking about. We're like, hey, you know, the sims tell a little bit of a different story, that top heavier payout structures actually end up being a little bit better for you in the long term. Now, why that is, I can't, you know, really say. I think that it's just so hard to win these contests when you do win, you want to take as much of the prize pool equity as possible. And that grades out better over a season here, you know, like in our sim bankroll simulations that we did, right? Like a winning player is sometimes only having, you know, one or two binks in a season to make them a positive, on the season, right? Like in some of those simulations, it takes one win to across an entire MLB season to end up in the positive. Well, that is, you know, probably with a top heavy payout structure that works out well. But when the payout structure is flatter, well then, hey, maybe you need some more wins and maybe that gets a little bit harder. So I think it probably has to come down to payout structure more than anything here, but those are my two cents. So weigh that with what Matt wrote and, you know, obviously like come up with your own conclusions. But if you're asking me, you know, that is probably where I land on the question, but definitely a more like broad DFS theory type of question there. All right. So jumping back to the main slate for today. Good question to get us started there. Next question here in the YouTube chat. Question is, are ROI just in the 150 and 299 subscriptions? So the contest sims, which are how you get the pre-contest sim ROI, is only available on the ultimate package. The pro doesn't have contest sims. The standard doesn't have contest sims. However, all three subscriptions, you do have access to the post contest sims. So if you want to do research, like how I was just doing it, going back to contests, looking at how lineups graded out, studying top players, all of that information is available on all of our subscription plans. So just letting you guys know there. But all right, looks like we are all caught up with questions here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until tomorrow, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.